In the name of Jesus.
Our Lord says, take, eat, this is my body. This is my blood, the new of the covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. In the struggle in confessing the Lord's Supper, Dr. Luther declared that all he had been doing was repeat what the Lord says, and if that's wrong, see him about it. We may notice two things here. First, the present tense. The Lord says, not the Lord said way back then, as if it were just a narrative of something that happened long ago. That was the move made by Zwingli and also by the Prussian Union agenda as it played around with the formula of distribution. Here, this morning, it is the Lord who is speaking his words by his use of the mouth that he has put there for his speaking them, as we shall hear him do in a few minutes now, from now at his table. His words do what they say. How blessed are you who have the Hebrew to shamar our Lord's way with davar. The Lord speaks and it is done. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. My son, your sins are forgiven you. The Lord has two ways with his words, power ways and his unique gift-bestowing ways. As he says, my body and my blood, that is indestructible fact. As he says, for you, he puts his body and blood into your mouth as a gift. Gift received, amen, says faith. No, that can't be it, says unbelief. And the rejection of the gift-bestowing words turns them into judgment words, which then work their ruin. Unless, as the apostle says to the Corinthian Christians, they are brought to repentance, to being nothing but givable to. To the unrepentant, the apostle warns that the body and blood of Christ may kill you. Opus alienum. Given into death for your sins, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Only the Lord can say and bestow such gifts. Opus proprium. Amen. The second point is how Pastor Luther thus fronts you up to the Lord. It is you he is speaking to, as it is he who is speaking. Unless, of course, some Philistine arises to play smart with the words, deflecting from the Lord to himself. There's a dodge that breeds much more of the same. Is that then what he is actually saying? There must be something for me to do or decide. That's not how I work words. No, it's not at all surprising that when our Lord uses our words, he uses them in the way he uses them. As we confess in the solid declaration, the words our Lord speaks at his supper are unique to his using them, nothing like them anywhere else. Unique, sure, unwobblable, beyond doubt. The formula's apology elucidates with only thus here in the sacrament. Sacramentalis singularis. As the solid declaration also confesses, it is not the man's mouth that does the consecration, but the words which the Lord speaks by his use of the mouth he has put there for his speaking his words. The vital point of the second point is that the Lord is then speaking to you. When he speaks to you, everything is at stake. It's not just something to think about. It can be a matter of life or death. Everything you use as a defense against him is then at risk. beware. It is only repentant sinners whom he invites to his table. When our Lord speaks to you, his words evoke, for me, yes, for you, truth, Lord. Amen. That is faith talking. As you say, Lord, gift received. Amen. Wow. Or as the Small Catechism says, anyone who does not believe these words or doubts them is unworthy and unprepared. For the words, for you, require all hearts to believe. Do you wobble? Then see him about it. Or rather, listen to him speaking to you, for you. Amen.